B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub. Drive home with Felger and Maz this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Tutcher and Rich on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I have not spoke to Tuca the last few days. Obviously, as you know, as Don mentioned, he came and spoke to us the morning of Game 3 where he said that he had to go home to deal with a family emergency. So we respected that. And now it's about the guys that are here and the team that we have here. That's what we have to focus on.
Tutcher and Rich, Adam Jones, Joe Murray, Mike Lockhart, taking you up until 10 with all your phone calls, 617-779-0985. That was Cam Neely, president of the Boston Bruins, weighing in on Tuukka Rask and whether or not we're going to see him in the bubble again. And that's a no, right? Like, that to me is a no. We gotta focus on the guys that are here. We got to go forward with the guys that are here. That's a no. Tuukka Rask is not, whether he comes back to the bubble and rejoins the team, I guess is one thing to hang out and sit there with your hat and watch Jaro Halak play goalie. But I think that was basically Cam Neely telling you, no, the seat's not warm for him. We're not welcoming him back and giving him they might welcome him back, but we're not going to give him the starter's job again. We're going to go forward with the group that we have. I think that's what Cam was telling you there.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going forward with Halak. I think they gave Halak a confidence boost. You know, kind of said that the guy prepares well and studies well, and he's what did he say about him? He's a not motivated. What was he? I'm looking for the quote that
from Cam.
Yeah, that he mentioned about Halak. Like, he's like really geared up for this next series.
And, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, he hasn't been a lead goaltender going deep into the postseason since 2010, right? I mean, he's had other postseason appearances and things like that, but he hasn't gone on a deep run since 2010.
You know, the one thing I'll say here is that Cam had to address the Rask thing.
Sure.
I mean, Cassidy kind of already did, even though Rask never talked to Cassidy. Sweeney came out and did it. So I think this is the end. Like, Cam coming out yesterday, we should all move on from the Tuukka Rask stuff.
Well, the idea that he would come back and get his job back, like, that's, I think that's done now. I think Cam just told you that's done. That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe Cam, maybe Tuukka's back next year. That's possible. Oof. I don't think so. I don't think so either. I'm just telling you, he didn't shut the door on that. I think he did shut the door on, you know, walking back and getting his job back. I think that's what Cam just told you yesterday.
Okay. And so I'll bring this up. We mentioned this in the email. I don't think the Bruins can win the Stanley Cup this year without Tuukka Rask. I think going forward, you're going to need that type of goaltender. But hey, Binnington won last year, and we've seen goalies get hot. Is the window closed now?
I don't think so. So you say they can't win without Rask. He said last week, what did we talk about? Last Friday, his comments after the game just didn't seem like his heart was in it.
Yeah.
Could you win with him anyways? No. I don't know. I mean, I think you might have a better shot with Halak now.
I don't disagree with that.
And you can't have Rask come back and play again. Okay, his head wasn't in it before, and now he's back here. He's not playing hockey. Now his body's not going to be back into it. So you're a guy with a brain that's not into it, and physically he's not into it. How could you put that guy back in net if he comes back? You just can't do it.
And I don't know. Like, again, in theory, you're advancing. Right. So, like, I don't know when Tuukka would join or rejoin or want to rejoin if he even did want to. But, like, in theory, you're advancing. So now how does that play in the room? Right. It's like the same thing I've talked about before with a potential quarterback battle where why Cam Newton, for example, wouldn't work as a backup in New England. Like, guys are going to every bad throw Stidham makes. And even if Stidham's playing OK, they might look across the room and say, this guy's better.
Yeah.
It's the MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. And you're going to have these divisions. Like, I think that would invite a division if Tuukka Rask came back and they gave him his job back. They're right. Like, Jaro won a series for us, and he's pretty good. And, you know, he's been winning and advancing in the meantime. Like, I don't know what that would do to, you know, your I don't want to say your morale, but just I don't know what that would do to the room.
Yeah, team chemistry. To bring
him back and just say, oh, yeah, you know what? You weren't here, and you wanted to be home instead of playing all the games, and Jaro played really well, but you know what? Here's your job. Like, I don't know if guys would be on board with that. I don't think I would be on board with that.
Especially if he comes back and gives up 6 goals or something in the first game.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. But, like, even if he came back and played okay, I think people kind of look at it and go, what the hell?
I think you'd rather lose with what the guy that you want to get behind, right? Yeah. I mean, and wasn't that the thing for a while? Like, didn't we hear that rumors last year that they play better in front of Halak than they do with Rask? And I wonder if there's something to it. And I don't want to make it a story, but just, again, I don't think they can win this year without Rask. I don't think they can win the Stanley
Were you picking
Cup.
Them to win with Rask? Because I wasn't. So to me, I'm like, I don't think they were winning either way, so you might as well go with the guy who wants to
They
be
were
there.
The favorites going into this thing.
No, I know that, but that's I'm asking you, were you picking them to win before that?
I fade the favorites generally in that spot. I mean, every year there's been basically a different cup winner. I guess where I'm looking at it is that I feel like this was their last shot. Like here, to me, this is their last shot.
I don't know that I agree that. Agree with that. Wasn't everybody saying that last year? And they came out and were the President's Trophy winners this year. They were even better this year than they were last year.
I think Rask was good, and I think Halak was very good.
But what everybody was saying on the run to the Cup Finals last year is that they have to take advantage of it. The window is shutting, and it turns out that it's not shut at all.
Where I'm going with the window shutting is Krug is probably gone. Chara is definitely on the back nine. Krejci's future with the team, Rask.
I mean, Rask might be gone, sure.
But like those four guys, that's a big part of your core. Now you'll still have Bergeron, who's older. You'll still have Marchand. Pasternak's going to be one of the top players in the league. But like
your boy McAvoy.
Yeah, and then Coyle's going to be here forever, and he's played better. But I'm just saying, without Rask and the future of a goaltender in the system, to me, I think the window's closing. Or with Rask not being here, closed.
Well, closing. Okay, right. Closed and closing.
At least for this year. I mean, I want them to rally around Halak. I want that. I'm going to watch to hopefully they do. I just don't think they can win a Stanley Cup without Rask because of his talent.
Yeah. Well, again, they weren't winning any with him. They haven't won yet with him. I mean, so maybe Halak is not as talented as Tuukka. Maybe, just maybe, and hear me out, he doesn't poop himself in Game 7.
Right.
Or Game 6 against Chicago. Maybe Halak doesn't do that.
And teams have won with goalies who aren't great. They just happen to go on hot runs. Right. I mean, Chicago a few years back with Binnington, that wasn't great.
Crawford, Binnington, yes, I agree with that.
And that's the hope. That's the hope. They rally around him. He steps up, has a good run, and whatever. But I just, again, I just look at it. If they were going to win, to Joan's point, they never won one with him.
Right.
So why don't you try it without him?
Yeah, what the hell?
I think it closed.
What's the difference?
Yeah. His head wasn't in it, so I don't think they were winning with him.
I agree. I mean, and a locked-in Halak, which is sounds weird. But, he may be better than a checked-out Tuukka. I'd agree with that. By the way, Montreal plays tonight, elimination game. They can force a game 7 with a victory. Who are we pulling for again? Are we pulling for the Canadiens or are we pulling for Philly?
I mean, do you want to play Tampa Bay right away?
No.
So then you're rooting for what? Montreal?
So I would pull for Montreal in this scenario. You know, like it's weird to root for the Canadiens, but the Bruins and Lightning, I'm sorry, the Bruins would get the Islanders in that scenario. Islanders eliminated Washington. I didn't watch it, but supposedly the Capitals were. It was Big Brother night at the Jones household. So I missed the Capitals and Islanders game. But supposedly Washington came out and was just lifeless in that game last night. So the Islanders advanced. Yes, basically if Philadelphia wins, you're getting Tampa. If the Canadiens win, then you're getting, meaning the series, then you're getting the Islanders. So, yes, I'm rooting for Montreal. Although Dan just made a good point in my ear. I don't know if that was over the air or not, but he just said, either way, you want a Game 7.
Just root for a Game 7 just to drag them out a little bit that's all.
That's not a bad way to look at it. But, no, I think you should be rooting for the Canadiens. You don't want Tampa. Who cares? Root for the Canadiens for a night. Do the ole, 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 ole. Like, do that for a night. And a couple of nights, you need them in Game 6 and Game 7. Get on board with the Canadiens so that, you don't get Tampa, because you will lose to Tampa.
And Philly, number one seed, having trouble with the worst seed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NHL.
Without their coach.
Everything's just a weird bounce of the puck.
Better off without Julian.
Hey, let's do it for Claude.
Yeah, I mean, they won their first round matchup with Claude, I don't know.
Hey, full pull for Claude.
We'll see how they do.
Win
tonight.
Win one for the Gipper.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see how they do tonight. They have their game 6 at 7 o'clock. Celtics are of course back in action as well. 617-779-0985. So the last time I was in mornings, Joe. Well, I shouldn't say the last time I was in mornings because I was in with you and Rich recently. The last time Arcan and myself were in, we did a little segment called Twitch Bitch, where you can kind of, sound off. Because, whenever Fred and Rich aren't here, whoever is hosting sometimes can get some flack from the people out there in social media, and especially on Twitch. Yeah, you can always watch Toucher and Rich on twitch.tv.
And, well, apparently the people are weighing in and they have some comments. So we'll do some Twitch pitch with your phone calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich. Adam Jones, Joe Murray, Mike Lockhart here till 10. We got the stack coming up. About 15 minutes from now, I think we'll hear a little from Bill Belichick, who spoke with the media last hour. So we'll hear from him a little bit, along with other stuff piling up throughout the show. But we wanted to get to a segment that I don't know if it was only when Christian and I were in on mornings. I don't know, 6 months ago. No, it was probably about this time last year, actually. It was during the preseason, I think, about this time last year. Toucher and Rich streams on twitch.tv daily. Where you can check out a video, you can see our gorgeous faces here this morning on twitch.tv, and you can comment along with the show. And they don't hold back in the comments, is that right, Joe? Like they really don't hold back in there, right?
They give their feelings on the show very often.
So what? So that's good. It's like a
family in there, though.
Yeah, Twitch fans. It's living, breathing, fan base right there, reacting in real time as the show goes along. So it's very cool, when they're not too mean. But what were you telling me the other day? They have emojis. They have a Joe Murray emoji.
Yes. So I believe this week they came up with a Joe Murray emoji.
Wow.
Nice.
And Mike Lockhart has an emoji.
Wow. I've officially made it. You've done it.
Congratulations.
I mean,
Mike.
You've only worked here how long?
Yeah. From $8 an hour without benefits to your own emoji.
Hey, I started with free.
Well, that's true.
No benefits, free.
How about that?
I was here for 9 months, no pay.
That's a real rags to riches is what that is, yeah.
And then just Mike showed up at the news station and was like, hey, I got a job.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, the Twitch fam is great.
Okay.
And we got a Lift Shats emoji in there now, too.
Wow. Wow, you guys are in every week. The Bankroll Boys are very big, so that makes sense. I'm not surprised.
Did you hear where the faces of gambling in Massachusetts? That's what someone.
I heard someone you actually. I heard you actually stole the bit. Is actually what I heard. So I that's what I've heard. I don't want to talk out of school. So anyway, so they don't really hold back in there, Joe. Right. So like earlier, for instance, you were saying that somebody thinks I'm wearing a dirty T-shirt, which is absolutely right. Like, you think I pulled this thing out of a drawer? I walked around in my. I'm not used to getting dressed at 5 in the morning. I picked the first thing up off the floor I could find, off the chair I could find. There's no chance in hell shirt or these shorts or anything I'm wearing is clean.
Oh God, no! You know how many times a week Nick is like, "Hey, your shirt's inside out," and I'm like, "I get dressed in the dark."
Yeah, I don't care. My yesterday I woke my wife up and I might as well have committed a crime or something like that. She looked over at me like with daggers in her eye. So this morning I'm tiptoeing around like, all right, I'll try to be quiet. Don't wake up the kid. Don't wake up the dog. Don't wake up the wife. And so I picked up the shirt. What do you want from me? It's a dirty shirt. Yes, it's dirty. It probably doesn't smell great. Yes, you got me. Congratulations. What else is on there?
All right, so this is what I got here. I'm not sure if Mike or Nick have anything good, but Jones, looks like you're wearing a dirty shirt. Hockey Jones.
Yeah, we just talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, Jones, you were in this week, but we didn't hear much of you.
No fault of his own.
I've only been here 2 days.
I'm here to be entertained, pulling the sled is your job, Jones. For those who...
About fantasy or about preseason?
About this bit. Where you want people to send in stuff and what they're saying, but they want you to entertain them.
I understand. I got it.
Twitch bitch, Adam Jones, change your shirt. Jones smells like Cheetos. Fred Durst wore his hat backwards.
Yep. I do have a nice backwards hat going. Fred Durst, I'll take that as a compliment. That Fred Durst.
By the
very talented musician.
I watched them open for Metallica once, and it was amazing.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Fred Durst, tiny man. Very tiny.
Yeah, little guy.
Yeah. I was almost as small as Mick Jagger.
I was rewatching because again, I watch a lot of MTV. Lockhart. I was rewatching an old VMAs, and it's one where they won like some award, and some dude like climbed up to the top of the stage, and they had to like stop the VMAs to get the guy down.
That's got
to
be like 2000.
Yeah, it was old, and all the guys from Limp Bizkit were like chanting at him to jump. I was like, I don't know if that would fly these days anymore, but yeah.
That was Woodstock, wasn't it?
No. Well, I mean, I think that was, the original Woodstock. Limp Bizkit was there. They rocked Woodstock. Yeah, so that was the VMAs. So it was probably 2000. Britney Spears was performing. It was
Rage Against the Machine. It was the bass player for Rage Against the Machine.
Is that who it was? Okay, so there you go.
Wouldn't come back down.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Tim is his name.
There you go.
Oh, Tim from...
Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Comerford.
There you go.
Okay.
Dan would know.
All right.
Jones.
Yes.
Why do you yell so much?
I the voice modulation, I guess. I don't know.
We need a Jones emoji.
Oh, is there not one?
Better be with a backwards hat.
Yeah, well, now I'm insulted. I was really hoping there was a Jones emoji in there.
Jones sounds like a narc.
Yep, that's true.
Is it true Jones is really a nice guy at Joey Murr? Yes, he is.
Yeah, you don't have to lie.
Yes, he is. What else did I have here? Hockey Jones is my favorite Jones.
There you go.
Yeah, well, everybody out there picking Carolina, a bunch of morons, watch the games. Like, yeah, you don't watch the games all year? I watch the games. I watched last year in the playoffs. I watched all year long. I just parachute in after the shutdown. I didn't just parachute in for the round robin and the bubble and everything. No. I watch the games.
Unless Big Brother is on.
That's how I do. Well, yeah, I don't watch all of them. I mean, I watch the Bruins games. I wasn't watching Washington last night. Got to catch up on. I got to empty out the DVR on Big Brother. Celebrity All-Stars or All-Stars,
Does Jones have a Bud Light bottle next to him?
This is a water bottle from
Kowloon. Let me guess.
It's a freebie. It's not. I wish it was from Kowloon. Do water bottles there, Jones?
You know what? I might get on that one.
I'll take one of those. But yeah,
a Kowloon. What do they call
The Bud Light will be slightly after we get off the air. You know, 10:05, something like that.
I'm an idiot. I was wrong, Jones.
Yep.
That's I think one of your famous quotes on the.
Oh, yes. I was certainly wrong about Philly. There's no doubt about that.
Can Jones give us a shimmy?
Like an Antoine Walker shimmy? Yeah. Like one of those?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Do you guys get anything else here? I've been watching.
I mean, when they're asking for shimmies, I feel like the well is running.
Adam Jones looks like his mother still packs his lunch.
I wish I would.
Bring dinner with you, though.
Do you
pack that, or is that the life?
Well... That depends on the day, but you know, usually I bring my own dinner. Yep, sure. Yeah.
Are there still nighttime pizza parties going on, or what's the deal?
I don't think so.
Whenever I was in, when Jones was out,
people
always take care of the guys in the back.
Yeah.
Which again, phrasing. I feel like you gotta watch out for the phrasing on that one. But yeah, usually if I was out, that's when they throw a party. You know, the teacher's gone. Again, the substitute teacher thing. So Joe comes in, throws a pizza party for everybody.
Everybody's over. It's all fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's everyone's like, oh, hey, Joe got us food. Jones
didn't bring his own Tupperware and eats away from everybody else. No. No, we'll have a nice social party. That's not how I run things at night.
This show has been so bland, there's nothing to bitch about.
Okay.
Oh, great.
I mean, that's pretty good considering the norm.
No, that's
here.
Worse than anything.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets.
That's really it.
Okay.
Not too good.
Can I throw in a Twitch bitch?
Yes. Sure.
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Oh, that's well, no,
almost.
We got 32 minutes to go. I told you it's 6 a.m. It's Friday.
Yep.
It's right before vacation. We're popping in a movie. A substitute teacher's just going to get you out of here. That's all we're doing.
We're with you on that one.
Yeah.
Do you still like the hockey handshakes even post COVID?
It's the best moment in sports. What do you mean? It's better than the games. That's sportsmanship. To look someone who just beat you in the eye and say, you know, I tip my hat to you, sir. Like and mean it and really mean it. Like two men who really mean it, and they say, you competed, I competed, I just didn't have it out there today. Congratulations to you. There's nothing better in sports. So yes, of course. Who doesn't like handshakes?
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's the epitome of sportsmanship, Joe.
All right,
that's it.
Just more people trying to get more stuff out here. Shout out to the Twitch fam. The Biscuit was great at Woodstock in 99.
Oh, that Woodstock.
Limp Bizkit did play at Woodstock.
They're at the original Woodstock. That's what I thought.
It did get shut down.
Yeah.
The Green Day was one of my favorite Woodstocks. The Mud People. They threw the mud back out. No.
Yep, I remember.
Okay, Mike remembers.
At Green Day.
Yeah. Green Day.
The guitar or something, right?
Yeah, were they like, play basket case?
Yeah, I think he put it in his mouth, a big chunk of mud, because they're so punk.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, Twitch pitch.
Yeah, well, so here's what my suggestion maybe next time is.
They seem to be. What's your suggestion, Joe? What is it?
Nick runs the Twitch.
Yep.
Why doesn't Nick save the stuff? Oh. I had 10 seconds.
I was really thinking that was going to be more of a criticism for me. That's quite a criticism for Nick.
I saw Jones in the hallway, and he goes, hey, pull up some stuff, and let's do it. I sat down, and I'm like, dude, now I'm going to start. Oh, you got to go back? Yep. I got to go back three and a half hours.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, because if you turn it on, or you turn it off, the comments go away, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe this would have been fun if we did it at 6 a.m.
Well, ouch.
I love you, Nick. Oh. By the way, did you hear about Nick?
He doesn't love you right now.
No. By the way, no,
he's
Nick.
Completely befuddled.
Nick, I love you, but you should do that earlier. Oh. But what happened with Nick last night?
I don't know.
Was home alone.
I don't know. What are you driving?
He got a pizza to himself. Is this? Did anybody else see this story on Twitter last night?
Nope.
I
checked out on Nick when he started posting pictures of him and his cat driving around in a car.
I had two episodes of Big Brother to catch up on, so no.
I know you were watching Big Brother, but Nick Ciabelli, home alone for the night, cooking a pizza and watching Deer Hunter without knowing anything about the plot.
Oh. AKA, he got a prostitute.
Yeah.
So what did Nick Ciabelli do last night?
I think
he ate a pizza.
Once
he says that's what he did, but then he got mad because I think Joe Murray blew it up and spoiled the ending of the movie.
I didn't spoil anything. Maybe it was Big Joe.
I'm sorry, Jim Murray.
Okay, all right.
I apologize, Joe.
Spoiled the end of the movie. They get the deer. They got him.
Next time we do
this
bit,
I think it was an 8-pointer if I remember the end of Deer Hunter correctly.
Next time we do this bit, though,
yep.
6 a.m. we got to start saving the stuff.
Okay, Joe. Well, okay. We'll do that next time, Joe.
I won't be here, though. So I'll just demand everybody to do everything, and I won't be there.
Next year at this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, next, for a random show next August, we'll make sure we do that.
I do love Nick Ciabelli.
617-779-0985. Bill Belichick hath spoken. We'll hear from the head coach of the New England Patriots on Jarrett Stidham, among other things, right after the update here from Mike Lockhart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stop. This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, Toucher and Rich. It's sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 months. Go to windownation.com. That's Adam Jones, Joe Murray, and Mike Lockhart. Here for another 20 minutes or so. Almost the weekend, boys. You can smell it. We're almost there. We've almost gotten through this together. I have not heard this yet from Bill Belichick, but Bill Belichick spoke earlier today on something we've talked about quite a bit this morning, the way the Patriots divvied up snaps yesterday, which was heavily tilted in the direction of Cam Newton. For the first time in training camp, Cam Newton had the majority of snaps, a significant majority of snaps, the first time any quarterback has had a significant majority of snaps. Stidham did not have a lot yesterday and threw a couple of picks. Hoyer's snaps were reduced. As we've discussed all morning long, a lot of scuttlebutt out there in the internet streets, and I'd expect we'd find out around 10 a.m., 20 minutes from now. So stay tuned for Beadle and Zoe coming up at the top of the hour. They'll probably have some news on it, but I'm assuming we'll find out somewhere right around 10 a.m. whether or not Jarrett Stidham's on the practice field or not. That'd be a pretty big indication as to whether or not he's dealing with an injury. Scuttlebutt out there in the internet streets. But Bill Belichick was asked about Jarrett Stidham today, and, how they've divvied things up and Stidham's performance to this point.
I think it's really good for us as a coaching staff to over-evaluate, an individual play when we have, so many plays to work with. Every player makes mistakes out there. Every player gets corrected. Every player gets coaching points on things that they can do better, differently. And I would say ultimately we're going to reach a point where, you know, we have to, you know, really evaluate what the performance is. I think in the early stages, there's definitely a timing, confidence, you know, anticipation issues that are, you know, different from player to player and depending on who they're in there with and what the play was and how things unfolded and so forth, that sometimes those are mistakes. Sometimes they're learning experiences. Sometimes they're, you know, could be mistakes by multiple people involved in a specific part of the play that have to be ironed out.
Okay, so that's Belichick discussing the interceptions that have been much publicized from Jarrett Stidham. So I'll just rewind. I wondered earlier today, you know, is Stidham dealing with an issue? Again, there are reports out there that he's hurt and can miss some time. I kind of connected some dots and said, okay, well, if he was having his snaps reduced yesterday, maybe we're dealing with a bit of a bruised ego situation, though I don't know if that would lead him to actually not be on the practice field. I guess there's the other side of the coin to it, too, and Bill seems to be making some excuses and going to bat for Stidham there a little bit. I mean, is Stidham not performing well because he's less than 100%?
Could be. I mean, or maybe he's just not that good.
Well, that's an obvious potential answer as well, yeah. So I don't know. I find the whole thing today, the practice today, to be interesting. What are the snaps? Soucy mentioned earlier when we talked to him, like, he wouldn't be surprised if Cam Newton's day was yesterday and maybe they have a Stidham day today.
Sure.
If he's out there and ready to go. So I think we can tell some things about the quarterback position today. I'll just maintain, like, it's Cam Newton's job. I believe it's Cam Newton's job. It should be Cam Newton's job. So I believe that for a long period of time. I think yesterday was the first sign that we see, okay, now it's his job. The fight, the battle, and Zoe is there. The battle's over, Zoe. Quarterback competition is over. What was that? Shut up, Jones, he says, because he knows I'm right. I think that's why. I think, you know.
Well, I think he was Team Stidham,
right? Oh, sometimes when you're a little too close to the truth, sometimes you lash out a little bit. I think that's what that
actually,
was.
Actually, I heard an overnight broadcaster call Scott Zolak a made man, basically saying that he's one of the guys that are that's close to Bill Belichick and gets the information. So, I mean, I don't know if he thinks Jared Stidham.
Guy.
What's that?
But on Stidham?
Yeah, maybe they're like, you know, like just like letting it lay in low. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they're just like, oh, we don't want to show anybody what he's got.
Maybe they're in cahoots and pumping up Stidham when it's actually Cam Newton's time.
Ooh. Yeah, but maybe we don't see Stidham or we hear reports about interceptions. But really, he's just like, you know, they're just going to let him loose like week one. I don't, but real quick.
So he's intentionally throwing picks?
Yes.
I don't know if we can pull that one.
That makes sense. Yeah. Bill's so good at coaching him up. He's like, throw it to the other team.
I am reaching so hard. I am reaching so hard.
Yeah, no, we know. Yeah, we know. We understand. You're going to the Cape in 10 minutes. Yeah. We got it.
I am out.
Yeah.
I'm a Nazi.
Joe and I are going to be racing down 93.
Yeah. So what were you just going to say? You said you one thing quick. What were you just going to say?
Well, today they were going to focus on special teams is what I saw today. So.
Oh, right. So I had an update on that, too. So Bill was asked, I guess, about Rohrwasser and kind of deferred to answer on anything. I'm reading here from a tweet from Tom Curran. In his video conference, he talked about wishing well to Ron Rivera, who was diagnosed with reportedly a very treatable form of cancer, but he's going to be undergoing treatment for that. So Bill sent his best wishes along there. He says all players are making progress in response to a question about Rohrwasser. So that's interesting. That's a non-answer. Like, hey, why haven't we seen the kicker for a week? Why haven't we seen the kicker since he went 3 for 5 and one of the makes he banked in off the upright? Why haven't we seen him? Well, all the young players are progressing. Okay, that's a non-answer there. He lauds the progress of Gunnar Olszewski. Great. And this is what I thought was interesting, the institutional knowledge of Brian and Stephen Belichick.
I saw this.
Oh.
Nobody knows the Patriots more than Stephen Belichick, I believe was the quote.
Was that the quote? I only saw this line.
No, I think that's the quote.
Give me the whole quote.
Give me a second.
This is why it's like, you know, I mean, I know it's what's best for, it's what's obviously best for the team is for Bill to have two kids on the coaching staff. Obviously, that's what's best for the team. Why we always hear about what's best for the team, what's best for the team, what's best for the team. That's obviously what's best for the team. Put your kids on the coaching staff. But then on top of it, now it's no one knows the organization better?
I got to find it. That was the quote that I saw.
Please find
Nobody knows the organization. I got to find it. Somebody had it.
Please find
that. Might have been Doug Kine or something.
Because, again, I see they're basically both. I mean, Steven Belichick is the de facto defensive coordinator, right? We all believe that. And Brian Belichick has a position now, so great.
Doug Kine had this. I don't know anybody who knows our football program better than Steven Belichick. But Brian as well.
Oh, and Brian as well. No one knows the program better than Steven. Okay.
Co-head coaches in a few years.
Dude, Jonathan Kraft's going to be the owner. Steven's going to be the coach. Mm-hmm. They're just going to just hand it all. It's just going to hand it all down.
Okay, but the ownership thing, that's very standard. I mean, that happens. With so again, so like, you know, that's standard. Most owners hand the team down to their kid. Coaches? It doesn't happen a lot with coaches.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't? Do we know anybody?
Well, I don't know if there's been a direct handoff. I mean, plenty of coaches' kids have coached in the NFL. Buddy Ryan's kids, obviously.
Shanahan.
The Shanahans are a good one. Norv Turner's kid is coaching now. So, yeah, the Phillipses, as we talked about, like there's been a bunch of. Has there been like a straight handoff? I'm sure there has, but I don't know if any of those are like straight handoffs from head coach to the
next guy. Put it this way,
guy.
If there was and it worked out, we'd know because we'd be naming it.
I mean, I like to think so. I feel like I know most things, but I can't come up with one off the top of my head. There's plenty of coaches' kids who coach in the NFL. They just normally, you know, like in the case of Scott Turner, he coaches away from his father at some point, you know, or even Kyle Shanahan. Like at some point, you don't just work for daddy. Like at some point, you have to go out and you get a job and you do that somewhere else. So, okay, no one knows the program better than Steve Belichick. I didn't realize that.
Okay, I know I was trying to reach a little while ago here. Jarrett Stidham has been battling discomfort from a leg injury.
Who's this?
And is not expected to practice much, if at all, today. This is Ian Rappaport from Mike Giardi.
All right.
Lewerke time, baby.
Okay. And I'm not clapping for an injury. I'm clapping because we finally got an update. We've been talking about this all morning long. So, rap sheet. He's been battling discomfort from a leg injury, not expected to practice much, if at all, today. Well, hang on. If he's practicing, how bad could it be?
Rap sheet, look it up.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm asking, if he's practicing, how bad could it be?
That's probably a tweak of some sort of hamstring.
Well,
or groin.
And maybe this is the gray area that Joe was talking about earlier, or who brought that up? Maybe it was you, Lockhart, that... Could he be out there at practice?
Yeah, it was me.
You know what I mean? Okay, so like,
oh no, he might be out there.
He might be out there,
but he
stretching.
Can't throw.
No, exactly. So maybe, but when Rap Sheet says he may not practice much, if at all, today, and this is to him and Giardi, so I don't know whose information that is, but when he says he might practice much, if not at all, today, he might be out there stretching.
Yeah.
But is he going to throw? Maybe that's why there's some gray area.
And if it's a lower, did it say lower leg? No, a leg injury.
He says a leg injury.
So a leg
lower half.
Well. Suffered from a leg injury.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
We've been waiting all morning for that update. I mean, they're about to try it out on the practice field, so...
How do we find things out before these guys? How does this stuff happen?
I thought you had all the inside info.
That's what I'm saying. How did I find out before... Whatever.
Rap sheet?
Stidham.
Giardi? Stidham?
The Zono?
I don't know. You just beelined in here. I don't know. He's getting your back scratcher there?
All right. But yeah, there we go. We have the update today on Stidham. So maybe that's why he's getting less reps. Maybe that's the answer, Jones. Maybe we don't have a clear-cut starter.
I'm just going to say this again, because my theory all morning has been maybe it's a bit of a bruised ego on Jarrett Stidham. He better not be out there on the practice field. That's all I'm saying. It's not that bad of an injury if he's out there on the practice field. I'll keep going with my bruised ego theory if he's out there. If your reps are reduced, the day after your reps are reduced, now you're losing snaps, and now you have an injury. You have an injury. It's a bruised ego. That's what it's called. That's exactly what I'm saying. So, I for his sake, I would hope he's not out there practicing. That's what I would hope. Right? Isn't that a better look to not be out there today?
Well, if you're out there pushing it, you're a warrior. You know, there's so many ways to go with it.
I am not. I can't possibly miss what's going on out there. So is this, I just assume this is no one else is saying anything. I just assume this is like a common
every.
I
saw that too.
I thought this was a common everyday occurrence. So this doesn't happen every day?
No, I've never seen this before. This is a first for me.
So Beetle is giving Zoe
some sort of a back rub with some sort of an apparatus.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's call it an apparatus.
It's
what Zoe came into the studio to grab, and it's.
I'm sure he's put his feet all over that, right? Like, you know that. I'm sure there's been feet all over that. Yeah. Yeah. But so now Zoe, now oh, here we go. If Beetle wants to get in there, yeah, get in there. Yeah, get in there deep. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. You can do it. Put your back into it.
Deep tissue massage going on out in the hallway.
Yeah.
is quarantining at its best.
So, Dan, I didn't say anything because I'm like, oh, they must do that every day.
Nope.
I'm not. I didn't happen to notice it yesterday.
Nope. Did not even notice that sort of apparatus that was in the studio that Zoe came in for.
But, yeah. I noticed it the other day, and I didn't really want to say anything about it because I didn't know whose it was or where it's been. But, okay, so that's I just assumed that was the thing. I just assumed that was a... That was a little stretch there for Zoe.
Dude, you got to get loose.
You
guys look loose for sure.
You think Cam's going to do that for Stidham? Get the lower half going?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Got to get loose. We've got a show in 8 minutes.
I know. We're all counting.
Feeling good?
We're all counting down minutes.
Feel good, play good. You know, that's what they say.
So whose idea was that? Huh? Did you just volunteer that up?
We do it from time to time. We got that as a unboxed, Jim Love unboxed package about a week ago.
Yeah, and that won't fit on those.
We've been enjoying the hell out of it ever since.
Yeah.
Really getting in there, you know? Really getting in there.
Yeah.
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 It's intimate.
It was
no doubt about it. It's intimate.
It was something. It was something. All right. Yeah. That's true.
I always figured Zoe would be on top, but not from my view.
We only saw a little slice. We only saw a little slice. He said Beetle. He said he always thought that Zoe would be on top as well. Beetle, he didn't have any headphones for the high comedy there.
Hey Jones.
Yes.
Did the Celtics sweep the 76ers?
So I hate to be Mr. Fickle on this since I was taking the Sixers in this series up until they had a 14-point lead in game two and I was feeling like the smartest man on the planet. I'm like, look, everybody, I may be Hockey Jones, but I also dabble in hoops here and there, and this should be proof I know what I'm talking about. The Sixers are taking it to the Celtics. I'm a genius. And then, you know, the Celtics went on a run and never quit and ended up hammering Philadelphia, and now I'm to the point where I don't think Philly wins a game. No. I think the to answer your question, sorry, accurately, yes, I think the Celtics sweep. Philly does not win a game. Now, yeah. I've gone full circle. I've completely abandoned my Sixers in seven take. I've completely jumped ship, and now I'm to the point where they don't win a game. Do you think they win a game?
I think the refs will get involved and extend the series. I do. Mm. I don't know. I need to know who the refs are first, but I don't know. I think we actually see the bench struggle at some point in the series.
Well, I mean, they're never going to do what they did again the other day. I mean, that's as good as it gets right there. But Philly seemed like they quit during that whole run. They quit. I mean, they just quit. I don't know how you get that back in a normal series. It's going back to Philly, and I'm like, I wouldn't back off my prediction. I'd say the home team hasn't lost yet. Like, Philly hasn't looked good, but whatever. Let's see them go back home. There's none of that. So I think they get swept.
Yeah, they're a heartless team. They're gone. Four games, they're out. I kind of figured that was going to happen anyways because. Going to a bubble, like we've talked about team chemistry.
Yep.
That team has zero team chemistry. So
yeah.
It just didn't look good for me for Philadelphia in the bubble.
I didn't think Simmons would matter all that much. Defensively, he's mattered. I didn't think he'd matter all that much. They miss him more offensively than I thought. And Embiid has been, you know, arguably the best player in the series, but it doesn't matter when there's no one else good. So, no, the Celtics should finish it off tonight. And if they don't, you'll be hearing more about my Sixers and Seven prediction. But, you know, I'll ratchet that one back up. But in the meantime, I'm laying low on that. Because I really haven't gotten as much blowback as you'd think on that, Joe. Not that many people have really, really lashed out and been like, nice call, Jones. Yeah. Sixers and Seven, nice call. It's because they all know I'm Hockey Jones. I'm a hockey guy.
It's all moved over to the hockey.
I'm a hockey guy now. What do you want from me? What, you expect me to make basketball and hockey predictions? No, I'm watching the hockey.
You get the hat head still going? The hockey hair still?
A little flow. I got a haircut a couple weeks ago, so a little flow. It's been trimmed down a little bit, yeah.
All right, Joe, this time it's for real.
I am out.
All right, weekend, baby.
You make your way down the Cape, wherever you're going on this lovely weekend. If you still got a work day going on, I feel bad for you, but we're all done. That's great.
I enjoyed the show with you today, Jones.
Mike, fun stuff. Good stuff. I'm using all your fantasy tips. I got another week and a half to try to get some information out of you going up to my auction on the 30th.
Jonathan Taylor, going to be a star.
I'm in. All right. Thanks to Mike Lockhart. Thanks to Joe Murray, Dan O'Brien, and, of course, Nick Jamelli and his excellent work on Twitch. We will talk to everybody next week. Stay tuned for Zoe and Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.